Today's Locked On Eagles is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase here joining you on this Friday edition of the show, the fifth episode of the week as we wrap up this training camp preview of podcasts on the network. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed any of the other four episodes this week with myself and Gino Camilleri, you can find them on any podcast platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. On Monday, we got into training camp as a whole across the NFL. If it's going to start on time in this COVID-19 world, if it does start, will they be able to, you know, continue the season throughout the fall and winter and finish it? So that was Monday's episode. On Tuesday, we got a preview of the rookie class as rookies reported to the NovaCare Complex on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we got into projects and position changes on the Eagles that coaches are going to have to work with these players on in training camp before the regular season starts, right? Jalen Mills moving from cornerback to safety. Jason Peters moving from left tackle to right guard. Then we looked at the projects that while they have a really high ceiling, they also have a really low floor if these coaches don't develop them right. Jordan Mailata, Prince Taguanogo up front on the offensive line, Davian Taylor at linebacker, guys like Jannard Avery at defensive end, Sharif Miller, Josh Sweat. So we had a packed week of episodes, and then yesterday, Gino sat down with Pro Football Focus fantasy analyst Andrew Erickson to preview the Eagles 2020 season from a fantasy perspective. Is Miles Sanders going to be a top 10 running back this year that you should target early in your drafts? How long can you wait, at quarterback to still have a realistic chance at Carson Wentz? When to take Zach Ertz, who's still a top three fantasy tight end, especially in PPR leagues? He is a PPR nightmare for opposing teams. And then get into some maybe underrated Eagles to draft in your fantasy football drafts that are, I'm sure, coming up. Maybe they've already happened. I mean, it's already July 24th. I know my draft is in a couple weeks in August. So we're getting to that point where it's fantasy season as well. And we got you covered with that as well right here on Locked On Eagles. So again, any podcast platform, subscribe to Locked On Eagles and you'll find 4 to 6 episodes a week, or you can always listen to them as well on LockedOnEagles.com. Coming up on today's edition of the show, I want to get into some players that, while I think the team had a certain mindset with these guys, I think they were drafted pretty highly, either in the first round. The guys I'm going to talk about today, the Eagles drafted either in the first round, the second round, or the third round, with the intention of making them a key part of their core moving forward, like being, you know, key parts of the future of this organization if they were able to meet their potential. However, things, I don't want to say they've gone totally disastrous since. The three players I want to talk about specifically today, ironically, are all from the 2017 NFL Draft. Defensive end Derek Barnett, cornerback Sidney Jones, and cornerback Rasul Douglas. I think there's been some positives to all three of those players over the last three seasons, but for the most part, they have not met the potential that the Eagles saw for them to become. I think they thought they could all become stars on the defensive side of the football. I think all three have been fairly reliable as starters in and out of the lineup, but there's been injury issues, inconsistent play that has made their status with this team moving forward a pretty big question mark. And this is kind of a make-or-break year for all three of those guys that we're going to get into today coming up on the podcast. And before we get into that, guys, want to give a shout-out to our sponsors at RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket, and RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. They make everything easy, and at least I know from my perspective with cars, I just want everything to be easy. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, make sure you write down Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this Friday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. So defense, I think, is where a lot of the questions are heading into 2020, the do-or-die season for many players. It's the prove-it year for a bunch of defensive players. And I mentioned three guys at the end of segment one. Defensive end Derek Barnett and cornerbacks Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas. I want to get into Derek Barnett here in segment two because I'm not sure what we should expect from Barnett in year four. It's a really interesting situation. I mean, Barnett already, I think, is a good starter. He's not great, but there's already a floor of production, right? He's really good against the run. You can get at least, you know, 5 sacks a season out of this guy. His rookie year, he had 5 sacks. Last year, he had 6.5. He had 2.5 in a month in 2018. So there is already a floor of production. This is a high motor kid that, you know, big effort player that's going to at least be a pretty reliable starter. And he stepped up in huge moments. I will give Barnett credit. I mean, you look at the 2017 playoff run, the NFC title strip sack on Case Keenum. He's the one that recovered the fumble. Brandon Graham strip sacks Tom Brady. Derek Barnett falls on that ball. And you know how footballs, when there's a loose ball, that thing can move all sorts of ways. And Barnett jumped on that football and secured the Eagles' first ever championship. He had the game-winning sack on Andrew Luck in 2018, right? Down with just a couple minutes to go, week three against Indianapolis. And last year, he had 2 sacks in the division-clinching win against the New York Giants in Week 17 to win the NFC East. So there's already a floor production. He's a pretty clutch player. He's stepped up in big moments, and he's gotten better each year. The thing is, too, what's interesting about Derek Barnett, he is as young as prospects that came out of the 2020 NFL draft. So this is a kid that has played already 3 years, and he's just turning 24. He just turned 24 a month ago. So, I mean, that's pretty incredible. There are players that came into the 2020 draft class that are 24 years old. So there definitely is still room to improve for Derek Barnett. How much better can he get? I'm not sure, you know, compared to somebody like Josh Sweat, whose physical abilities just scream upside and potential. Right where Barnett, I'm not sure if there is much more of a ceiling to reach. Obviously, again, he's 24 and he has gotten better and better each year, but is there like another big leap to take? That's where I'm not sure if that's going to happen. And I don't want to say it's not going to. I mean, look at Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham was very similar to Derek Barnett, where he was a good, reliable, rotational defensive end for, you know, a rookie contract and a half. And then I would say around maybe, you know, he moved to outside linebacker under Chip Kelly's 3-4, Billy Davis's 3-4 defense. And I think he really got going, let's say, like 2014, 2015. And then since then, he's been one of the most efficient pass rushers in football. But before that, it was very similar to Barnett. Like, there was a floor of production, but the ceiling was also pretty low. And it took him 4 to 6 years to become a star. Barnett could still do that. I'm just not sure if he has that ability, and I'm not sure if the steps he will take will be enough to warrant a big contract. Remember, you know, the fifth-year option is picked up, but in a couple seasons, they really need to look at a contract extension for Derek Barnett. Kind of like Nelson Agholor, they picked up the fifth-year option 2 seasons ago, and then last year, Agholor gave them every reason to not want to pay him close to what they were paying him for that one season at $9.5 million. So, again, Barnett's a pretty good starter. However, will a big step warrant a contract extension? I think an extension will come down to the market, right? I think Barnett's somebody, yeah, you would want to retain for sure. You would love to have that guy always. I mean, he's a very reliable player up front. But you don't want to overpay for him. And you know how pass rushers can get overpaid in an open market. So, especially when you can probably upgrade anyway, I think the Eagles are always going to be looking for upgrades compared to Barnett if he doesn't take a giant step. It's similar to, it kind of reminds me of the situation that they had when, like, Jaquay Parker was the starting defensive end opposite Trent Cole, right? They had Trent Cole like they have Brandon Graham now, like one star defensive end, and then on the other end you had like a reliable starter that can get you 5 to 7 sacks in a season. Jaquay Parker, Vinny Curry was kind of like this too when they drafted him in 2012 up until like 2015. They were good starters, but the team kept trying to upgrade with Jason Babin, Connor Barwin, who both outproduced those other guys, Parker, Curry. Babin had an 18-sack season in 2011. Connor Barwin had a 14-sack season, I believe it was either 2013 or 2014. And then Vinnie Curry again becomes a starter when Barwin leaves after the 2016 season, and they try to upgrade again with the likes of Chris Long, bringing him in from New England, and they draft Derek Barnett in the first round. So that's kind of where it is right now. I'm fine with Barnett being a starter up front if you have other stars on the defensive line. When it comes to if I'm comfortable with the contract extension, it really comes down to the market that he would command, and it comes down to what he does in 2020. This is a big season for him. They did pick up the fifth-year option. Now it's time for him to prove that he deserves a new contract. And the Eagles, look, they clearly believe in him. I mean, Chris Long retired last year, with Barnett being a big reason why. Of course, they also had signed Malik Jackson, so there wasn't going to be as much opportunity for Long to crack the lineup because, you know, at least that was the plan. Of course, they could have used Chris Long last year because of all the injuries, but with Tim Jernigan and Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox, they were going to use a lot of defensive tackles on all three downs. There wouldn't be as many times where Brandon Graham moves inside so Chris Long could play defensive end, but it was also because Derek Barnett was going to be a starter over Chris Long in 2019. And it was the same thing with Michael Bennett. The reason the Eagles traded Michael Bennett, of course, he wanted a new contract and he was going to be a distraction if he didn't get one. But another reason Bennett probably would have been a distraction is that Derek Barnett was going to come back and they were going to want to get him a pretty big sample size to see what he could do in 2019. And that would have affected the snaps of Chris Long and Michael Bennett. And those are two damn good, legitimate star veteran pass rushers that the Eagles said they didn't say thanks but no thanks. I think they were comfortable with both of them on the team still with Barnett, but it was going to be in a reduced role for both Long and Bennett, and neither one saw it as worth it. And that's why Bennett was traded to New England, and it's why Chris Long retired. So I like Barnett the player. Again, there's a floor, but I'm still very hesitant on what kind of ceiling this kid has. And again, you don't have to be the physical specimen that Josh Sweat is to take another step into stardom. Brandon Graham is not the biggest guy. He's not the lengthiest guy. He's not the most explosive. But like Barnett, he has such a high motor and good technical skills, great bend, and he knows how to get to the quarterback. So we'll see what happens with Barnett in year four heading into 2020. Coming up next on Locked On Eagles, let's get into the secondary. I mean, it has questions too. The Eagles have a new plan with Darius Slay and Nickell Roby-Coleman. However, I'm still not giving up hope on Sidney Jones, Avante Maddox, Rasul Douglas. We'll get into those guys coming up as they have a big prove-it season as well this fall. Louis DiBiase joining you on this Friday edition of Locked On Eagles. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back in. We are wrapping up this Friday edition of the podcast. If you've missed any of the other four episodes this week, be sure to subscribe to the pod on any platform. Hopefully you can leave us a 5-star rate and review. It's how we grow the show and continue to churn out more podcast episodes a week than any Eagles podcast you can find. And you can also check out our shows on lockedoneagles.com as well. And let's get one more shameless plug in here. I'm always talking birds after the podcast on Twitter at LockedOnBirds and at DiBiaseLOE. And if I don't respond, go bother Gino, my co-host Gino Camilleri at Gino_LOE. So I talked about Derek Barnett and the prove it year that's coming up for him in 2020. The defense, again, on offense, we've talked to death about Andre Dillard at left tackle. Obviously, it's a big prove it season for him heading into year two. But on defense is where a lot of the question marks still are. Derek Barnett, is he going to be worth a contract extension? Is who he is right now, like a 5-7 sack player, is that all they're going to get out of him? Or is there another step to take? And then it's kind of the same question in the secondary, only Barnett at least has shown a certain floor of production. Jones, Maddox, Douglas, they have as well, but it hasn't been nearly as high, and I'm not sure where that ceiling is still for them. Again, as I said before we took a break, the Eagles are not relying on those guys anymore like they were the past couple seasons, right? Last year, yeah, they brought back Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby, but they were clearly hoping that Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, Avante Maddox, Craven LeBlanc gave them an excuse to not need to use Mills and Darby. And all four of those guys, let me exclude LeBlanc because he always plays well when he's on the field. But Jones, Douglas, Maddox, there was a lot of injury issues there, and there was a ton of inconsistent play on the outside and in the slot for a guy like Maddox. So they bring in Darius Slay. He's CB1. Nickell Roby-Coleman is going to be your slot corner. He has been a top three inside corner over the last 3-4 seasons, right? So those are your two corners that you're going to rely on the most. There is still, however, a path for Sidney Jones and Avante Maddox at CB2. Those two are going to compete for that outside job. And the organization, I think, still believes in both. I think they believe in Avante more currently, or at least the coaches do, because, look, Sidney Jones last year, continuously at the end of the season, in huge moments, with the season on the line, against the Giants on Monday Night Football, made a huge play on third down late in the fourth quarter. Obviously, that game-winning play, covering Michael Gallup in the left corner of the end zone in the fourth quarter, Dak Prescott tests Sidney Jones. Jones bats the ball down. The Eagles win that football game. Then he has an interception week 17 against the Giants. The Eagles win the NFC East. The dude made crazy plays. And here are some numbers for Jones last year. Way better than people thought. In 300 snaps, Sidney Jones gave up a 69.9 passer rating when targeted. That's good for 13th best among all cornerbacks in 2019 with a minimum of 150 coverage snaps. In the last four games of the season, he gave up just four catches on 11 targets for 25 yards, along with four pass breakups, one interception, and a 50 passer rating. So obviously that's a small sample size down the stretch because the Eagles did not really start him at all. But when he was on the field, he made plays. And yet the team still didn't start him. So I think the path for Avante Maddox to prove it this year in 2020 is easier for somebody like Jones. But I still think they have hope for both. I think you heard Howie Roseman this offseason talk about Sidney Jones and how he still has the capabilities to become a legitimate starting corner in this league. He's just got to go do it now. He's got to stay healthy, and the tape that he put on at the end of the year, the huge plays he made, he needs to turn that into a consistent thing week after week and give the Eagles a reason to not have to, I think, settle for Avante Maddox on the outside. I know Maddox in 2018 at the end of the season as well was playing incredible football. Like, when you targeted him, quarterback's passer ratings were awful targeting Maddox in 2018. So, yeah, Maddox, but Sidney Jones, too, I'm watching more. I think there's still hope for those two. But Sid, his confidence has got to be as high as it was down the stretch last year, and he's just got to stay healthy. That was the problem. Even in the bad games last year, the disastrous games that he had in the middle of the season against Green Bay and against Minnesota, where he's getting destroyed by Davante Adams and Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, like elite route runners, I think a huge reason he struggled so much was because his hamstring was just not 100%. And it's so tough when a guy has those soft tissue injuries because you never know if they're fully going to be able to recover from that and sustain health. And I don't know if you're going to get that from Sidney Jones. I hope they do. But those two, I still think there's a path for him and Maddox to be good players on this defense, and it starts with 2020. What about Rasul Douglas? You guys know I harp about Rasul all the time. I've been claimed to be the leader of the Zool Hive. I am clearly much higher on Rasul Douglas since he was drafted in the third round in 2017 than almost anybody. However, the organization clearly does not believe in him anymore. I mean, Howie's comments, like, He mentioned Sidney Jones and Rasul in the same statement. As I said, he talked about Jones and how he's got the capabilities. Now he needs to just put it all together in year four. And then they asked him about Douglas, and he said, like, yeah, Douglas has a body of work. Which to me meant he's gotten his opportunities, and we don't feel he's made the most of them. That's at least what I took from that comment earlier in the offseason. And we know Jim Schwartz has never had faith in Rasul. I mean, they were willing to play Dexter McDougal. Dexter McDougal in 2018 he was a starter in a game against the Carolina Panthers while Douglas sat on the bench. And Douglas this year, he had to take a pay cut just to make the roster because now they have Slay, Roby Coleman, Maddox, Jones, Cravon LeBlanc. So for Douglas just to be the sixth corner right now on the roster, he had to take a pay cut. So I don't think that he has a really easy path to playing this year. It might have to come as a result of injuries to Jones and to Maddox, and that is possible, though. Those two do get hurt a lot. However, look, I'm still not giving up on Rasul. I mean, he looks, and yeah, maybe it's just my strong-headed brand that I want to stick with, and maybe I'm going down with the ship, and if that's the case, then all right. But I have seen him working this offseason with the Footwork King that we had on the podcast a couple months ago. Gino had an interview with him, and he's done some incredible work for a lot of corners, wide receivers, when it comes to improving their footwork, their hip movement, and we know Douglas, like, that's his big issue, was getting turned into a pretzel when covering guys like Amari Cooper, because he's not the quick twitch, you know, fluid athlete that, you know, a Darius Slay is, or an Avante Maddox, or an Akell Roby Coleman. Like, he's just not that kind of athlete. He's more about length, size, physicality, and of course, ball skills. I think his footwork this year, I think his hip movement is going to improve tremendously. And like Jones, I think Douglas, and you probably are not going to agree with me, But I think he was better than we thought in 2019. At least to start the season he was. And then when Mills came back from injury, when Darby came back from injury, Douglas, once again, it didn't matter what he did. Just like in 2018, he played a high level of football down the stretch in the playoff run. It seemed like no matter what he did, the organization just did not believe in him to be a consistent starter. Because before Mills got back, before Darby got back and Douglas became a backup once again, he was among the group of four cornerbacks, at least through the first 5 weeks of the season, he was among a group of four cornerbacks to record five or more pass breakups through the first 5 weeks of the season. He forced a forced incompletion rate of 29.6%, which was the highest in the league among all players with 25 or more targets in their coverage. He still has, to me, a niche role, too. He still has some of the best ball skills on this team on defense. He's lengthy. He's a great tackler. And if they are, I mean, me and Gino talked about it on the podcast 2 days ago. If this defense this year, if Jim Schwartz is really willing to use players in a more favorable matchup style defense, right, where it's not just, all right, Darby, you're on the left side, Mills, you're on the right. Even if Gronk comes over to Darby's side and is destroying him, we're going to keep him right there. If they are willing to really be a matchup-based defense, a positionless secondary, then I think Douglas has a niche against the bigger, more physical receivers that he's thrived against over the last 3 years. He's a more physical style of player, and he's got, again, great ball skills. You never know when an interception could come from Douglas. So if they are going to stick to that philosophy, this new philosophy in 2020, yeah, maybe Rasul's not a full-time starter, but maybe it's like a CB2 by committee. Maybe there's times they use Sidney Jones, and maybe there's times they use Avante Maddox, and maybe there's times there's a giant 6'4 target that you want Rasul Douglas on instead of somebody that's 5'9 like Avante Maddox. I don't know if it's going to happen. The organization, again, just seems to have no faith in him anymore. He had to take a pay cut to come back. Howie's comments, Jim Schwartz, the proof is in the pudding with how many times, even when Douglas has played well, he just has not stuck with him as a starter. I feel like I'm the only one that believes in Douglas still when it comes to anybody tied to the Eagles, but I'm not giving up hope. I still think there's a path for him to prove it this year as well in 2020. Jones, Maddox, Douglas, I hope at least one of them can prove it this year, because if not, yeah, you got Slay, you got Roby Coleman, but CB2, I don't know. Please just don't give Jim Schwartz an excuse to go back to Jalen Mills' corner. Let Mills stay at safety and just have one of these young kids just play well enough where we don't have to see Mills getting burned on an island again by sluggo routes. That's all I'm going to say. Louis DiBiase here wrapping up this Friday edition of Locked On Eagles. Thank you so much for tuning in to this fifth episode of the week. Again, subscribe to the podcast on any platform or on LockedOnEagles.com, and we will be back tomorrow, or excuse me, we're going to be back on Monday. We're going to take the weekend off, and then training camp is supposed to start on Tuesday. All players are set to report to the NovaCare Complex on July 28th, so we will continue to preview this 2020 season starting with training camp next Monday. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Again, follow me on Twitter at DiBiase LOE, and fly Eagles fly.